6 watch and act fires are continuing to burn in Queensland this morning, with those evacuated in the New South Wales border still being told it's not safe to return. There's some welcome relief on the way, though, with showers forecast across the weekend on the Sunshine Coast and through to Monday. But we're being warned it might only be around 20 millimetres, so not enough to reduce the ongoing fire danger. Meanwhile, police have begun investigating fires at Image Flat, Kiambah, Obiobi and Parview. That's on top of 4 from late last month that are currently under investigation at Biwa, Lansborough and Meriden Plains. Specialist investigators are yet to confirm how these latest fires were sparked. As of this morning, no property is under threat at Parview, though there is a smoke warning in place. Crews remain on site monitoring containment lines. Well, probably not a big surprise here. Newly released data shows the Sunshine Coast is still the most popular place for internal migration in Australia. According to the Quarterly Regional Movers Index, the Sunshine Coast accounted for a 16.7% share of all net migrational flows, of which more than three quarters came from capital cities. It's the fourth consecutive time we've topped the top five list. The Queensland Government is going to keep flu vaccinations free next year. Making the announcement, Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says this early warning will help local GPs and pharmacists get their vaccine orders in now.
But also to encourage Queenslanders to get vaccinated earlier in the flu season before we reach the peak.
More than 4,500 people within the Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service region have been diagnosed with influenza this year.